We're starting our Christmas program, I said, but I could see that he was thinking about other things. You remember those Christmas programs when you were in school? It's Christmas? He asked. But he was not thinking about Christmas. He was thinking about something else. And he knew that I knew he was thinking about something else. No, Christmas is still a few weeks off, I said, but we're getting ready. That's when he was born, or that's when he died? He asked. Who? I said. He looked at me, knowing that I knew who he was talking about. Born, I said. That's right, he said. Easter when they nailed him to the cross, and he never said a mumbling word. I had not finished eating, but I knew I couldn't eat any more. I put the rest of the pork chop and the slice of light bread on the napkin before me. Jefferson, do you know what moral means? I asked him. He looked at me, knowing that I knew what he was thinking about. Obligation? I said. Do you know what obligation means? He didn't answer, but he kept looking at me. No matter how bad off we are, I said, we still owe something. You owe something, Jefferson. Not to me. Surely not to that sheriff out there, but to your godmother. You must show her some understanding, some kind of love. That's for humans, he said. I ain't no human. Then why do you speak, Jefferson? I said. Human beings are the only creatures on earth who can talk. Why do you talk and wear clothes? Why do you wear clothes? You trying to get me wool gathered? He said. I'm not trying to confuse you, Jefferson. She loves you, and I want you to give her something, something that she can be proud of. Hogs don't give nothing. Hogs don't leave nothing, he said. Jefferson, do you like coming out here, or you prefer staying in the cell? Anything y'all want, he said. Don't matter to me. It matters to her, Jefferson. Out here, she can sit down. He grunted. I'm the one gonna have to sit down. You can be kinder to her, Jefferson. Every time she comes up here, she comes back to the quarter looking worse and worse. She ought to stay home, he said. All she'd do is worry more if she didn't see you. Hogs don't worry. Hogs just know, he said. Hogs don't know anything, Jefferson, I said. Only human beings know. Only human beings worry. This hog know. Fattening up for Christmas. Kill him at Christmas time, he said. Nobody is going to die at Christmas, I said. How you know? They told you? Nobody told me anything, I said. I just know. Nothing is going to happen at Christmas. I'd be glad when it's over, he said. Old Hall get him some rest then. You want me to leave, Jefferson? Leave when you want. Old Hog don't care. He lowered his head. The chains jangled under the table. I wanted to leave, but it was too early. The sheriff would have had his proof that I hadn't reached Jefferson, that I was giving up. They found a pine tree this year, I said. A nice little pine tree. His head was bowed. He didn't answer. His hair had begun to grow back, but you could still see the big bones of his skull. A half hour later, Paul came in to return him to his cell. Jefferson walked in short steps, his head bowed, his arms hanging low, his shoulders too close together. After locking him in, Paul came back to the day room, and he and I walked down to the main floor together. What do you think? He asked. I don't know. But that's what she wants. Paul nodded. He understood. He had come from good stock. I went back of town to the Rainbow and had a couple of beers. When I figured Vivian would be out of class, I drove over to the school. One of the teachers was directing the children onto the bus, and Vivian and another teacher stood by the flagpole talking. Vivian saw me and came over and got into the car. Hi, she said, and kissed me. A drink or a sandwich? I said. A drink's not too bad, she said. I pulled away from behind the bus where the teachers were still commanding the children, and we went back to the Rainbow. The place was quiet and dark, and we sat at a table far over in the corner. The teachers who were already there knew that we wanted to be alone. The waitress hadn't come in yet, so Claiborne brought us our drinks. After he left, Vivian looked across the table at me. I don't think we ought to go to Baton Rouge tonight, I said. Vivian drank and set her glass back down and looked at me, waiting for me to go on. We had talked about going to Baton Rouge that night, but she knew I had seen him today, and we had been noticing that after my visits with him, things did not always go well for us in bed. How's the program going? I asked her. All right, she said, waiting. Mine's about the same, I said. The children found a nice little pine tree this year. Before, it was oak or anything else they could find. But this year, a little pine tree. Not very tall, but nice. Nice and round. Vivian nodded. She was looking at me closely. I love you more and more, I said. If you just say the word, God knows, I'd drop everything. And hate each other for the rest of our lives, Grant? No, she said. I could never hate you. Ever. You could, and you would, she said. No, I said. Yes, Grant. You would hate me for letting you make this decision, or I would hate you for doing it. I'm not doing any good up there, Vivian, I said. Nothing is changing. Something is, she said.